are you feeling?
I'm doing better.
Yeah.
Tired, still tired, but overall, no major issues.
That's good to see.
A little bit of cough, but...
Were you previously vaccinated?
Yeah, 3 times. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was, I had it, and I gave it to my girlfriend, who's an OR nurse at Altamont, and for Advent Health. But I was one of the dumb ones. You know, I was a Xer or whatever, because, of course...
Did you have it bad? Was it symptoms bad?
Mine?
Uh-huh.
They're horrible.
Oh, wow. I felt so tired. I said, I can't... I don't know, because I think I had it milder because of the vaccine, and I was
yeah.
so, like... I'm like, I can't believe how people actually feel when they have it without a vaccine, because I believe it will probably be so much worse.
Case in point, she was... And I kind of felt like I did give it to her. I had my symptoms first, and of course they're telling you that you're symptomatic. Well, when you're first figuring
the
out
first
your symptoms,
2 days, yeah.
Like, and actually, so me, a week prior, you know, I was needed here, and they kept at, hey, you know, and I took off a Wednesday, and just a night, I don't really need to take a second day. Then Thursday and Friday were super busy, because, man, I need you, so I had to come in, and even both of those days, you know, like even a week prior to that, I had like a crazy headache, went and got new glasses, a lot of sinus pressure. I had a fever for 9 days straight.
Wow.
My highest was 109. Oh, no, sorry, not 109. 103.5.
Wow.
And I sent Justin those little scanners for your scan for your temperature. They don't work.
Wow.
I did it every day I came in. Nothing.
Nothing.
Then the Friday I left, I wasn't feeling good. I'm actually like, I had sweet tea, but I couldn't.
Taste
I had like
it.
A copper taste in my mouth, like copper or aluminum. Go to Walgreens, got a stuff kit, got a temperature thing, bought a finger thing
Full
off
stuff.
Of it. Yeah. And so 9 days, I had sciatica. I had a lot of chest congestion. But the fever was the worst. I was pacing between the hours of 2 and 5 a.m.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Her, on the other hand, Susan?
Not much.
2 days. 2 days she was up. She had 1 day or so. She was up doing wrapping gifts, putting more Christmas decor out.
Yeah.
Out in her garden. She was doing all this stuff. She had 2 weeks off. She's like, be bothered. Her taste back like 3 days later than me. I need to have all my stuff back now, but...
Yeah, it was, I would say, very mild. First 2 days, just very tired. And now, like, I went to the gym on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, struggling so bad with the tiredness and the fatigue.
Yeah.
And last night, was after I got done from work, I was going to go exercise. I just couldn't. It was just too tired. Today, I've come here, and I'm, like, dragging my feet.
Yeah.
But overall, not too bad. I mean,
yeah.
Just that.
Well, you look good. Good color. I wasn't doing good. I ended up getting ordered massagers. I had the thing laid down on my bed. I had my whole body ache.
There are 15 people in my family who had them between here and the Dominican.
Yeah.
Fortunately, everybody was vaccinated. Everybody had it. Even my mom.
Yeah.
Because I always was very afraid that she would get it because she had like lung problems and all that. She got it. A little bit of headache, cough, some fever. 2 days, 3 days was done.
Yeah. I had a follow-up this morning, so
yeah.
It's supposed to be at 8:45. I was behind an accident. Thank God my doctor is actually behind me. That worked out
very well. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's
at least it's better.
I'm glad you're
that's
here.
The most important thing.